Previously on Algoa FM.
South Africa's inflation rate has held steady in the month of May. Consumer prices rose 2.8% year-on-year in the month, exactly the same as the month before, bang in line with economists' predictions. So, does that mean we're going to get an interest rate cut when the Reserve Bank meets next month? Not so fast, I'm afraid. A lot has changed in the last month, starting with the Trump tariffs, but perhaps more importantly, the Israel-Iran conflict. Since Israel's attacks began last week, the price of oil has spiked. Brent crude trading this morning at $76.50, an increase of more than 20% since the beginning of June. That makes it very likely we're in for a fuel price hike at the beginning of next month, which will drive inflation. And those tariffs I mentioned are due to kick in, as far as South Africa is concerned, on July the 9th. And I'll have more on that in a moment. But the outlook for inflation here has suddenly become very uncertain indeed, so my guess is that the Reserve Bank will stand pat. And that's what the US Fed has just done, much to the fury of Donald Trump. But returning to the tariffs, Bloomberg is reporting that South Africa and the US are set to resume trade talks at a big US-Africa business summit in Angola next week. From our side, we're offering a big ramping up of natural gas imports and a joint fund for the exploration here of critical minerals. We're looking for duty-free US quotas for the car and steel industries. Will we get a deal before July 9th? It seems unlikely. We're also asking for tariffs to be left where they are until a deal is concluded, or not, as the case may be. In broad terms, tariffs stand at the moment at 10%. On July 9th, they're due to triple that number. On the markets, the JSE All Share, the top 40, both closed last evening up 0.4%, London's FTSE up 0.1%. New York was mixed, the Dow down 0.1%, the S&P 500 flat, the Nasdaq up 0.1%. Tokyo this morning down 0.7%, Hong Kong down 1.8%, Sydney is flat. US dollar at 1.15 to the euro, the rand under pressure 18.04 to the dollar, 20.68 to the euro, 24.18 to sterling. Gold at 3,374, platinum at 1,344, and Bitcoin just over $105,000.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.